Alright, okay, so, something new. This is technically Law and Disorder, but this is a new episode that we're trying out called Law and Disorder, The People of Unthalass, in which the players get to have a little bit of a say in the world building that they play in.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is we're going to go around. I've given them all a picture. We have a look at the picture on our website. This is currently free use imagery, so if you have pictures that you want us to use, feel free to send them in and we will incorporate them into the wonderful world of Unthalass and Law and Disorder. Yeah, any pictures.
Your pictures.
Yeah, well, ideally, your pictures. Don't send us pictures that you don't have the right
to give to us to use.
It'd be weird.
She wants that.
So I've given them some pictures. They're going to come up with, they're going to pitch me their NPCs and I'm going to decide which one of them is in fact canon. So I don't know how this is going to go. I'm either going to be impressed or disturbed. So let's just see what happens.
Does one of them have to be canon? Like if, out of all the group, I'm going to try.
Yes, one of the, I'm going, one of them has to be canon.
Okay, good.
But
sorry.
I reserve the right to alter them in some way to make them more appropriate.
I feel like this has already become impure if you're going to do that.
Look, Jack, I'm not here to impress you. I'm here for my own amusement. So let's just see who's around the table. We've got, we don't have Miranda, but we have
Jack,
Sebastian,
Isaac,
and Nick.
Hooray! And I'm here as their judge and executioner, I guess.
Jury, you missed jury.
I'm one person.
But you're not an executioner.
I can be.
Ugh.
Uh-oh. Okay, so Jack, pitch me your NPC.
I'm going with the sort of the one with the turtle shells around her ears.
Describe her.
She's
graphically.
A small, petite female, with turtle shell-esque earmuffs on her hair. Black hair with a green sort of trench coat, sort of orange shirt underneath, and baggy pants, shoes.
Sneakers, to be
sneakers,
precise.
Sneakers, pretty sneaky. Yeah,
sneakers aren't canon, but let's go on.
Turtle shield, turtle shield and a small sheet of metal. Some people
what's her story?
My idea is that she's called Zana Waywocket.
Waywocket?
Waywocket.
Mm-hmm.
It's a gnome thing. Gnome rocket mech pilot. Shoots mm-hmm. rockets. She's
a rocket mech pilot. So it's a mech with rockets?
Yeah.
Like a rocket ship or like
shoots
a rocket propelled grenade?
Shoots rockets.
Okay.
So it's a Gundam.
Yeah, that's what gnomes do. she's the best pilot currently stationed in Unthalass by the Gnome Army's Mech Corps. She's 156 years old because mm-hmm. you have to remember gnomes are very old. I'm very long-lived.
Don't remind me.
She's a cousin of a gnome council member because I wanted to give her some sort of like
mm-hmm.
interesting relationship with someone somewhere.
Now, is are you trying to make this like a current NPC or is this in the past?
NPC.
Okay.
Yeah. Personality-wise, kind of feisty, I guess.
Can you explain the turtle shells for me?
What's
with the turtle motif?
I just like to think all the gnome engineers have their own sort of special accoutrement that they make themselves.
So the turtle is maybe like her family's emblem?
Yeah, maybe she just likes turtles.
Okay, yeah, she likes turtles.
So
we've got a turtle adoring gnome battle mech pilot who uses mostly rockets. He's 156 years old and is currently stationed in Unthalass and related to the gnome trader.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not too bad. And what's her name?
Zana Waywocket.
Zana Waywocket. Alright. Seb?
Do you want to do a different character or am I taking the same
character?
Whatever
you want.
I'll go take the same character.
Well, now I want to hear you describe this person.
She is of Eastern descent.
Right.
She's wearing a military jacket. Ceremonial robes, I guess, coming out of her shirt, and yeah, headphones and a shield.
Yep.
Yep. Is that good enough?
Could be earmuffs and a shield. Doesn't have to be headphones.
That's true. I had it pegged as a cleric in the Unthalas army. I went with the focus on the earmuffs. I reckon an explosion has kind of like rattled her ears a bit, so she constantly has like a high-pitched noise going, which just irritates the shit out of her. So she's wearing these things to block out all noise. So she's actually rendered herself pretty much deaf. But
okay.
Maybe
way
she can she's get so by. Divine. She's like, no, not now, God, I don't want to listen to you.
No, it's definitely because of the annoying ring in her ears.
Definitely tinnitus. We don't like to talk about gods here.
So yeah, it blocks
lots
out.
Of gnomes have tinnitus. So.
So all the sound's blocked out, but she's effectively made herself deaf. I've had that she's on leave from finishing her last tour, and she's just in the barracks awaiting the next assignment.
Is that current?
Current.
Again? Yeah. And so what's her name?
Ven. I don't go with last names. It was too difficult.
And what god does she worship?
Well, I was struggling with it because I'm really not familiar with that many of the gods.
Well, there are... There's a pile of player's handbooks.
I'm over here, though, and they're all, like, 3 meters away from me.
There's a player's handbook right next to you.
Okay, it's so far. but would there be a god of, like, defense? Because I there are,
ooh,
like...
Tall.
Sure, that one's great, too.
Yeah, yeah, there's a warrior.
Yeah, cool. But not as angry as, like, Tyr. I want, like, a calmer warrior.
Tyr's pretty calm. Torm is not
well,
calm.
Well, we'll go to... I don't know, Tyr. We always use Tyr.
It's because Tyr's a quality god.
He's a quality god.
But, yeah... Either one of those when they're happier.
So, if we're getting down into class mechanics, she's war domain or a light domain?
I would have had her as a light or I... yeah, no, light would have been the one I would have gone with.
Okay, light domain cleric. Let's get it over and done with.
Sorry.
No, you're not.
No, I'm really hungry.
Okay, Isaac.
I kind of want to do the same one as well, but...
You're allowed... Like, I gave you 3 options to make it easy for you this one time.
Can we do more than one if we want to do more?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got more than one.
I've got one for you today.
Okay, do it.
All right, I'll start from the middle one.
Hey, guys, just so you know, it's not a competition, but Isaac's winning.
All right. So, I'll describe the middle one for us. He is, he looks like an orc. He's very big and green. He's not wearing a shirt. He's just wearing kind of barbarian gear.
Wow, racist.
It is barbarian gear. With lots of bone armor and a chain around his wrist, which attaches to a big spiky ball of bone spikes.
Sounds charming.
He does, except for his face, which is the widest, toothiest smile. It's like, think of Cheshire Cat.
Yep.
But on an orc.
An extremely manic green.
Yeah, it is the worst.
Okay. So, who is he?
So, his name is Gulkark, and he's known as the Juggler. So, he's an assassin for hire that used to be part of the circus before he found his love for juggling heads instead of balls.
Do you want to rephrase that?
No.
Doesn't need to. We're all mature here.
Yeah, no. His smile and laughter is the last thing many see before they meet their fate. But he has one condition of taking on a job. He gets to keep the head as a juggling ball because he's searching for the perfect head for his next act.
Okay. Do you have an opinion on what kind of people would hire him?
People who are really messed up in the head and want to send a really, like, just a message that if you don't do what we say or you don't give us what we want...
So serving, like, the lower half of society.
Yeah, he's definitely not for... Like, if you were to send him against, you know, maybe the upper class, it would be really to psychological damage, you know? He's a psychological weapon.
And Gulkark, you said.
Gulkark, yes.
Gulkark. And do you have... Let's give Nick a turn. Go on, Nick.
All right. We have the third depicted character here, who appears to be a female elf. Could be a tiefling, but we can't really see if there's a tail. She has...
you get to make that call, buddy.
Oh, man, she is so an elf. Then.
Okay.
Yeah, she's an elf, and she's a druid. And I say that because she has some lovely wooden horns, almost. Sprouting from her temples, it looks like. Her name is Joy, and when she was a young child, she was stolen in a raid from her ancestral home. Oh dear.
Raid.
Then found herself in the time-honored tradition of slavery.
Time-honored tradition.
Yeah. Well, yep. We've been doing it for a long time, right?
Well, I'm the last, hasn't been.
We? We?
Yeah, you said we.
So now she finds herself as an exotic dancer.
Okay.
She's found a way to Unthalas. She has found a way to freedom as well.
Well,
because there is no slavery.
There is no slavery. Unthalas, well done.
So that is why she has come to Unthalas, because she knows that she is.
So she ran away to Unthalas.
Yes.
Okay. And where does she work?
She works in Nightfall Acres.
So that's the borough. Can you describe the establishment?
It is a pleasure house.
Okay. Are there many girls?
There are a few. There's probably about 20 or one.
Okay.
So it's not an enormous establishment, but it's not just something run out of a back room.
And is it well thought of?
It is. Okay. Very well thought of. There is some gambling, recreational drugs, drinking.
So just regular, like, upper-class debauchery.
Yeah.
You're right. And her name is Joy.
It's Joy.
Steve.
Her name... I don't think it was Steve. I think it was Joy.
Steve Stevenson. Son of Steve.
All right, who has another one? Seb.
I got the middle guy, the orc.
Yeah.
Hear me out, guys.
I want you to describe him now.
There's a real muscly orc with a... I don't know, wearing boots... Got lots of armor.
See, I thought it looked like he hooves? Had cloven hooves. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I thought he looked a little bit demonic.
Oh, that's definitely true.
And, like his hair tied back like that is to disguise, like, the one big horn he has growing back out of his head.
Nah, he ain't demonic. He's actually a coach for a local sports team.
What is the sports team called?
Well, sorry, he teaches the certain sport at a school.
Okay.
It's called sling ball. So what he has on him, it's not actually a weapon. It's like, it's a sling ball designed to like motivate students to use it properly. With spikes, because you don't want to get hit by the sling ball.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you have to dodge this, like it's like your life depends on it. So he's sort of like a hard knocks kind of teacher.
So if you can dodge a wrench?
You can dodge a ball. Yeah. And if you can dodge a spiked ball, you can dodge a sling ball. Yeah. And it's just, he just wants to get enough money to retire. So just working at the school.
And what's his name?
Coach Oscar.
Coach Oscar.
Yeah.
Whereabouts is this school located?
I had Upper East Hemis.
Upper East Hemis.
He's very good coach. He just doesn't look it, but he's a very good coach.
He's a very good coach. Does he... okay, so Upper East Hemis, is it like a private school?
Yeah, I assume so.
Yeah. Okay. So Coach Oscar teaching sling ball.
Yep. And Oscar is Oska.
Okay.
He's an orc, guys.
Yeah.
He didn't score like I did.
Wow.
And, yeah.
Okay. All right. Up East Hemnes, sling ball. Isaac. Jack. Nick. Who has another one?
I go, Jack.
Oh, my God.
I was thinking the my first idea for him was a silly idea. It's called Fang Mace Boy. And he performs mace tricks in the night markets. What are the tricks? Who knows?
You just gotta ask him to find out.
Where does he come from? Is he born in Unthalas?
You see, that's the problem. He's got hooves. That's a problem.
People with hooves are sometimes born in Unthalas.
All right.
The general of the army is a minotaur. He has hooves.
He was a normal half-orc.
Yep.
And then he fell in the Feywild.
Okay.
These things happen.
Yep.
And he came back. He had hooves. And he's just a demented joker now. And he goes around doing tricks with his mace.
Is he mentally unstable?
Pretty mentally unstable. He surprisingly hasn't hurt anyone yet.
Is he successful in as an entertainer in the night market?
Yes. It looks like he's going to kill people all the time, but somehow he doesn't.
All right. Okay, so the super lucky sling boy. What was his name?
Fang Mace Boy.
Oh, Fang Mace Boy. Alright. Okay. Born in Unthalas, fell into the Feywild, came back with hooves, and now makes a tidy profit entertaining in the night market.
He's flailing around.
Fang Mace Boy. Isaac?
Alright, I'll do the first girl again. So I had her name as Calatea Mekatos.
Mm-hmm. So Calatea Mekatos.
Calatea Mekatos.
Okay.
So she is a member of the Artificers Guild.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially what they are, like Indiana Jones's, they go around the world hunting for magical items and lost artifacts.
Can I join that guild?
No, you're dead.
Yeah, so what? She's kind of like a steampunk, cyberpunk kind of cross, and she's found her way into the city because somebody has been stealing magical artifacts, and she's been sent to go and try and retrieve them from the city.
I like it.
And her thing is, her sword is an old dwarven artifact which you can turn into a floating surfboard.
Are dwarves known for their surfing?
Not recently, but many, many, many years ago.
Beach dwarf.
Beach dwarf. Of course, that's
a rock
thing.
Dwarf, mountain dwarf, stone dwarf, beach dwarf.
Since that giant magic cataclysm happened, Moradin brought a few dwarves in the world. The newer generation of dwarves have really weird ideas. That's why there are like the more dwarf adventurers now, the dwarves practicing magic.
And they live on volcanic islands.
Moradin realised the dwarves need to actually get out and do something if they want to, if they want to stop decaying. So now they've picked up sky surfing.
But is she a dwarf?
No. She's just
plain human. She found plain human.
Plain, boring human.
She's not boring. Humans are not boring.
No, there's actually a sky surfing shop in Upper East Hemis.
Hmm.
It's really great.
I think that's a really dangerous one for me to make canon.
It's
is
a
anyone
free market thing. So the druid.
Does anyone have another one?
The third one.
Oh, yeah.
The elf. Felosiel Nyalo. She just looks so primordial. I can't imagine an Anthelas. Like, why would a druid want to get an Anthelas? Obviously, a very powerful druid.
Okay. So she's a very powerful druid.
Like, she's so powerful. She doesn't need to worry about body armor.
Who does?
Or the elements. Or anything. Like,
who does?
She's ascended.
Yeah.
So in the long, long ago, she founded the Green Corps, archdruid of the hinterlands around Old Anthelas.
Mm-hmm.
Made
mm-hmm.
a deal. She was worried about like the animals within Anthelas.
As it would be.
She made a deal with the council or whoever ruled back then, long ago. I won't obstruct your.
It was council. It's always been a council.
I won't obstruct your your trading through my circled lands if you let me bring some of my people in to look after stuff, and this can be a thing that goes on. And she's disappeared. There's rumors that she's still alive somewhere. She's an elf. They can live for a long time. She might come back one day. Green Corps is hoping she'll come back. She's still technically the leader. It's Green Corps. She never died.
The Green Corps is still there. They're still active.
Yeah, they're just waiting for it. She's like their King Arthur.
Okay. And
she
what's her name?
Come back and purge Anthelas. Felosiel Nyalo?
There's a lot of people who you seem to think are going to purge Anthelas.
Well, the last bit was a joke.
Does anyone have any more?
Yep.
Oh, no. I made a mistake giving you three characters. Go on.
Yes, you did.
I will have a run at the orc thing.
How dare you? He is obviously a satyr. That's just been horribly cursed by a witch.
Maybe he's a human,
Nick. Did you ever think of that?
No, I didn't.
Racist.
Nor did I care.
Go on, what's his name?
I actually haven't thought of the name.
It doesn't matter. On the spot.
We'll call him... I'll call him Grin.
Grin?
Yep.
Okay, and what does he do? Where is he from?
He is an arena fighter.
Okay.
He is one of the most entertaining and the most beloved arena fighters in Anthelas.
You guys really seem to like this guy. You've really made him very happy. He's got really talented.
Oh, no, this guy, I mean, he's only talented in killing. He's very mentally unhinged. He's mostly kept in a cage and has this raw meat thrown to him.
By whom?
By the arena masters, people who run the fights.
Okay, alright. Yeah, that's alright. Fight arenas are definitely a thing in Anthelas.
Yep.
It's kind of like MMA, but a lot bloodier and to the death.
Nice.
Isaac?
Alright, so for the last girl, her name is Lalara, TM.
Mm-hmm.
And she is an upcoming celebrity accessory designer. And her thing is, she doesn't wear clothes because it takes away from the fact
she does look like she's kind of on a catwalk. She's just paused.
Now, she doesn't wear clothes because she's trying to promote her accessories to fashion, not the actual clothes.
It makes sense. Yeah, draw attention to what you want to sell.
Yeah, and she's like the hot new thing in Unfalas that all the, you know, everyone's trying to get to know.
She's very big in the trader circle.
Yeah, she's really
that
big.
That sounds like a euphemism.
Yeah. And she knows everyone knows how to get everywhere, but she hasn't actually got anyone sponsoring her yet. So she's kind of just floating around, and she kind of lives in whatever the second richest district is. She's not there yet.
The second richest district. Give me the map. Give me the map. I'll tell you what
she lives with the coach.
So wait, is she big in the Traders Council, or is the Traders Council big in her?
Oh, I mean, probably both.
Okay, so she'll live in Tromaine Isles.
She's just a full-on socialite.
All right. Yeah, good.
And she's a human, not an elf.
Is that everyone?
That's all the serious ones, yeah.
Okay, good. Well, let's just go around the table. Just give me a quick recap of each of them.
Gnome, Rocket, Mech pilot called Zana Waywocket, station Unthalas, cousin of gnome council member, very good engineer, best engineer.
Just name an occupation. Oh, I'll remember the rest.
Fang mace boy, performs mace tricks in the night markets, touched by a greater fae, he says. And
I like how you're trying to appeal to my attraction to the fae. I enjoy you metagaming.
Thelogiel Mayalo, Archdruid of the Hinterland around Unthalas a long time ago, founder of the Green Call.
Yep. Seb.
Ven, Death Cleric.
Death Cleric.
Yep. And Coach Oscar.
Coach Oscar. OSKA.
Yep.
Clarity Mechatos, member of the Artificers Guild.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Gulkark, also known as the Juggler.
Mm-hmm.
And Lalara, the Socialite.
The Socialite.
We have Grin, the Arena Fighter.
Mm-hmm.
And Joy, the exotic dancer.
You actually did really well. I'm not too disappointed in what you've done.
Give us some credit.
Oh,
like I had my not serious one. I didn't say it. Like, it's there.
I do play with you every so often, so I know. I think I have a pretty good idea of what I should have expected. So just as a once-off, you've given me enough quality characters, I'm going to make one of each of yours canon. So...
all these girls with turtle shells in their
actually, no. It's mostly the mace boys that are going to be
canon.
I
love the mace boys.
But no, your gnome battle mech pilot, she's canon. So you have to write her up, send it to me, and I'll put her on the website. Coach Oscar is canon.
Damn it. Good.
Your dwarven surfing girl is canon.
Awesome.
And Grin,
yep,
the cage fighter, is canon.
Okay.
I thought that was like dancing was great.
It was great, but I really like the cage fighting thing. I think we can touch on that.
I thought my handicapped character was
going
to turn into
And I couldn't make the Archdruid canon because it's already the formation of the Green Corps is already touched on in Gwen's backstory. So I know, right?
Blame, unless it's referenced, it doesn't exist.
So now all of you have to write up your characters and send them to me so I can put them on the website so that they'll be available in the episode notes.
Coach Oscar definitely taught Dashbowl Slingball, right? Like, because that's where you went to school, where you lived,
teaching
right?
Teaching him how to dog.
How much do you want us to write?
Let's limit it to 250 words.
Oh,
that's too
much.
That's
going to be a struggle.
No, it's okay. You have like 225 words for your actual thing, and then the rest is just links to where you get the rest of the story.
That's pretty concise. There's even more stuff I didn't mention.
Don't you need that for your wizard
schematics? Yeah, I'll remember it. Oh, guys, the house is going to look like a question mark. And we're going to live in a glass case.
Incorrect. Not canon. Okay, well, that's the first episode of The People of Unthalas, so we'll leave it there.
Love it.
Yeah, feel free to send us through your opinion.
I will.
Or any artwork that you want us to have a run at, and we'll have a go. So, I've been Zane C. Weber.
I've been Jack.
Sebastian.
I continue to be Art Jack.
And I'll always be Nick. We didn't get last names in the same days.
I didn't enforce that. Bye.